Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagiwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienya Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Welcome to Active Word, where the word is alive.
Hallelujah! I'm happy to announce to you that it is testimony time! Amen. We have two very powerful testimonies. And you see, many people have come to see me and have said, Lady Pastor, as I believed in the testimonies that you read, I have also received my testimony. So as you listen to someone's testimony, believe that very soon yours too will be shared here in Jesus' name. Are you ready? Okay, so let's go. This one is delayed payment released by the prophetic mantle given by our pastor, Bishop Sam. Oh, clap your hands for Jesus. Those of you who thought that the mantle has expiry date, it doesn't have an expiry date. It is still working miracles. Amen. Okay. So, dear Bishop, I want to give a testimony relating to the mantle you gave us weeks back. I work with a company that does consultancy and is also into real estate. In September last year, I had the opportunity to go and do some work outside Ghana. I see you doing work outside Ghana. Receive international contracts. Amen. Outside Ghana for about a week for a very popular global company in Cameroon. Payments for the work we did was due to be made to our company in December last year, but that did not materialize. Prior to that, my colleague and boss had told me how much I was going to receive when we were eventually paid. On the Sunday that Bishop blessed our handkerchiefs for them to become our mantles, I just believed with all my heart every aspect of the prayer that Bishop prayed. Hey, when I got home that evening and was changing my clothes, I took the mantle out of my pocket and casually threw it on my dressing table. Hey! The mantle landed on my wallet. Hey! And I said a short prayer. My prayer was that, Father, as this mantle has landed on my wallet, may my bank account and my wallet never be empty. Hey! Do you remember the miracle money? Okay, so he says that was my prayer. The following day, someone say the following day, which was a Monday, when I got to work, I had received an email notifying that our company account had been credited with the full amount of the job we had done. Oh, you are not happy enough. He casually threw the mantle onto his wallet, and by the following day, the full amount had been credited to the company's account. And the amount I'm talking about, it is $10,000. Hey! That in itself, so he's saying that the fact that the full amount was credited to the company's account in itself was a miracle, because the items we shipped to Cameroon had delayed at the port during the clearing process, and that attracted a demurrage of almost 50% of the amount we were supposed to receive. So in actual fact, we should have been paid 50% of the amount we were entitled to. But miraculously, God made them pay us the full amount. Oh, put your hands together for Jesus. Hey! A mantle on a wallet is producing miracles. On Friday, when I was leaving the office for home, my colleague called me to his office and started writing some figures on his whiteboard. I see some figures being written, thousands of dollars being written against your name. When he was done writing, he wrote my name against one of the figures and said that I was now going to receive three times the amount I was originally supposed to receive. Hey, church, are you sitting down? Are you sitting down? Hey! This year, your name will be written against $10,000 as you believe. Three times the amount I was originally supposed to receive. And you see, this is dollar. And the dollar has value. It doesn't go down. Those who manage our economy, they should hear. Bishop, this can only be a miracle. And I am grateful to God for your life. And the more I read the book on the anointed and his anointing, the more I realize how blessed I am to have you as my bishop, prophet, shepherd, and pastor at this time of my life. Let us believe in the pastor we have in LHI Dowenya. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hey. This is mega. This is mega. Hallelujah. The second one. Someone say the second one. Unusual favor and divine provision. Since the person became committed in church and also listened to the instruction of the pastor of the church to be a church planter. So you may be a new member. You may be wondering, how come I have to come to church every time? It is for your own good. Amen. This one says, dear Bishop, I am a teacher by profession. My life has totally changed since I became fully committed in the church. Please listen. So he's going to number his blessings. I see you numbering your blessings. 1, 2, 3. So he says, the blessings of my life are as follows. 1. Someone say 1. I was promoted to the JHS department to teach science in 2016. It's a big promotion. It is. It is. Number 2, God being so good, out of the 26 students in Form 3 that I taught, 25 of them had all ones. Hey! As a result, my school became the first in the whole of Tema Metropolis. Hey! The blessing has extended to the school. 3, at the end of that year, I was awarded the Best Teacher Award. Hey! Last year, that was in 2017, all the 26 students I sat for BEC had ones in my subject. Hey! Number 5, I was honored before the parents as the best worker again for 2017. Additionally, I was given 1,000 CDs. The parents really honored me for the month of December. Wow. Number 6, on the 3rd of January, my director called me to her office and gave me an additional 1,000 CDs, saying that I deserved more. Hey! Private and public blessings are coming your way. Please listen. At the end of last month, my salary was increased abnormally, which I don't understand. I said the blessings coming your way this year. You can't understand. Hey! Your salary will be increased. You won't even understand. Because you are under the covering of our pastor, Bishop Sam. Dear Bishop, I want to say a very big thank you for giving me the opportunity to become a church planter. The final blessing. Finally, I seriously don't know how it happens, but at the end of every week, I am blessed with 200 Ghana cedis. Always. I don't know how it happens. By the close of the week, aside my salary, I have 200 Ghana cedis. This is beyond my imagination. Your blessings, they will be beyond your imagination. In the name of Jesus. I don't lack anything anymore. You will not lack anything anymore. Hallelujah. So he says, Bishop, please continue to prophesy into our lives. Because they are working miracles. Oh, put your hands together. Put your hands together. For Jesus. For Jesus. Hallelujah. So we are blessed to be in this church. We believe in our pastor. And as we do, every week, every day, we'll have something to testify about. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen.
Yeah. Stop looking. trials that you face. No, I don't know.
Yesterday, who did that miracle is the same God who is here today. Do you believe it?
I believe.
So, do you now believe that God can solve your problem? Do you now believe that God can move that mountain?
I believe.
Do you now believe that you are not living here with that problem as you came today?
I believe.
If you believe it, shout amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your miracle has come.
Amen.
And that mountain has moved.
Amen.
Amen.
You will never see that mountain in your life again.
Receive it.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Look. Luke chapter 15. You know, as Lady Pastor Claudia was reading the testimonies and testifying to the things God was doing, I was so happy. And I said, Lord, you told us that your word is life and is spirit. And to never come and go without accomplish that for which it was sent. So for every word we hear here, let there be a miracle and testimony of it. And I really thank God for the miracles, different kinds of miracles and testimonies. You know, if you know what it means for someone to be receiving 200 CDs extra every day. Extra every day. If you know, you would appreciate what God is doing. Hallelujah. And so we want to give God thanks for miracles he's doing. And we really want to thank God
Hallelujah. I heard a very wonderful testimony a brother shared. He said they were traveling, a group of Ghanaians were traveling to, I think, Germany or something, but they had to pass through Greece or something. And then a word had gone ahead to the immigration officers that there are some blacks on the plane who were carrying drugs, so they should detain them. A word had gone. So when they got to wherever they were making the transit, they arrested all the blacks, including him, on the plane. And they took them to a place. And they were just interrogated. They beat them to strip and everything. So at a point, one of the immigration officers asked this particular brother that, what do you do or something? And he said it. So as he was removing his shirt, he saw, you know, this our lighthouse cross that we wear. He saw the lighthouse cross. He said, so are you a Roman Catholic priest? Then he said, oh no. Then he said that, I go to lighthouse. I go to church. I go to church, lighthouse. So when they were also, I think, searching, then they realized that they found a book. They found a book. And then when they found a book, they realized that, I think it's a book or something. Or somehow, either they saw a picture of bishop or something. They said, I know this man, or I've heard of this church. I've heard of this man. So he told his colleagues that this guy is not a bad person. He's not a bad person. So we should let him go. But the colleagues didn't want to still release him. So he had to really argue with them. Would you believe somebody was supposed to be sent to whatever detention center? This man took it upon himself, drove him to a hotel, drove him through the whole town, showed him the town. And then in the morning, he drove to his hotel, picked him, because it was a transit, picked him and put him on another flight to his final destination, which was Germany. And the person couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. Hallelujah. May God send such angels into your life in the name of Jesus. In a foreign land, oh. And you don't know when the immigration people are hustling you in those places, and where that gone ahead, or that these are bad people carrying drugs. You have no idea. There's nothing that you say that they will listen. But God gave that person a miracle. Hallelujah. So let me tell us, those of you who are in church, you know, we have been posting bishop's prayers and prophecies and things on the internet and on your water. Please catch it and be part of the miracles God is doing. God, I tell you, there's some powerful anointing flowing on our daddy these days. You have no idea. You can even feel small on his children. Do you get it? God anointed on Aaron's head and it flows through his beard and through the garment. You can even feel small. So I tell you, when I heard that miracle, I said, wow, this one. If you watch National Geographic, you watch this, they say Australian border, especially, I don't know why they catch a lot of people like that there. Australian border control. You see how they hustle these people. You have no idea. But God just intervened. God intervened. May God intervene and give yourself a miracle in Jesus' name. Somebody has received a powerful miracle, actually. Somebody has received a powerful miracle. It came like this. Boom! And you took it. And it has come to stay with you forever. In Jesus' name. Amen. Luke 15:3-10. And I've titled the message, The Blessing of Soul Winning. Hey, if I said the blessing of visa or the blessing of something, that'd be different too. I said the blessing of what? The blessing of what? There is a blessing in being a soul winner. Amen. Verse 3. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, that not go after. Do not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which was lost until he find it. And when he found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he called together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Hallelujah. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. The next one he said, either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she had found it, she called her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Hallelujah. Before I read the next passage of scripture from the same chapter in Luke, I want to make this observation that Jesus was the one who was making these statements and speaking these parables. And there is something that is very important here, which I don't think, you get it? I don't think that many of us, when we hear this parable, strikes us that this is wild. You get it? Or this is important, because how many of you, if you have 100 sheep, and you lose one, you don't leave the 90 and go and look for. I know there are many of you here who don't do that. You have a witness. Do you get it? Then, I also know there are many of you who have monies at home. Do you get it? That if they get missing, you will not make any effort to go and look for it. That's it. So this parable, you see, may not mean much to you if you don't understand it well. And especially the person who was speaking the parable, if you don't understand it well, it will not mean. But that's why you can see that a lot of your sheep, a lot of your money, a lot of your things, even your water that is dropping every day, dropping. That's why you have not made any effort to repair it, because you don't know the value of that thing and how it will affect you in future. You know the value of that and how it will affect you. So you don't, it's like nothing to you. It's like nothing to you. And as I was reading it, I realized that this is one of the things that make people great. You see, the ability to make sure that every little one and single one is important. In the midst of plenty, you still don't want to lose any. And many rich people are like that. In fact, they are rather like that. They don't lose money just like that. Every peswa is important. Do you get it? So this is a very, very parable. This is just an aside thing that I observed. Because as I was reading, I realized, how many times have I not left a piece of coin in my pocket that I have forgotten about it? How many have I not? How many times have you not put your hand in your pocket and realized that, hey, not knowing that this money was there, you didn't even know. You didn't even know. How many times? So it's like a certain attitude of great people that we need. Amen. Good. Now, the next parable in the same Luke 15. I'll just read the scriptures and we'll understand and we'll go home. Don't worry. in Luke 15 again, 20, and this is a continuation of the parable of the prodigal son. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Who are we talking about? The prodigal son. The one who had told his father one day that give me my inheritance and make I go blow time. Give my inheritance, make I go blow time. Okay? Me too, I go feel blow time some. And had gone to spend all his money, become wretched and everything. This is the person that the Bible is talking about. And when he came, the father saw him and had compassion and ran. That means he didn't wait for him to come. He ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. I could imagine how the son was looking like and smelling like, what he was wearing, because he had now got to the point of eating with pigs and sleeping with them. So I could imagine at that point how he was smelling. And this man ran and fell on his neck and kissed him with all the smell on the guy. Wow. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, the father didn't bother to answer him. The father said to his servant, bring forth the best robe. Bring forth the best robe. It means that in God's closet, there are robes. But there are robes that could be described as the best robe. May you receive the best of the best of the things that God has in the name of Jesus. Bring forth the best. Good, better, best. It means there is good, there is better, but there was also the best. So for every blessing and every storehouse of the Lord, there is the good, there is the better, and there is the best. This I say, bring back the best. Today, may God give you the best of everything. The best of the jobs in the land. The best of the jobs in the land. I hear God say, bring forth the best jobs of the land to these people. Amen. Receive it in Jesus' name. Hey, you sit down. Say, bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Wow. Somebody who had come, they didn't have anything to wear. Now bring the best and put it on him. And put a ring on his hand. Put a ring of approval of my seal. This ring may not have anything to do with marriage. But I see a marriage ring coming to somebody's hand in the name of Jesus. Anything ring, may it come into your life in Jesus' name. And then he says, and shoes on his feet. God was really, really dressing this man. Dressing this man. Put a shoe on his feet. And then bring hither the fatted calf. Bring hither what? The fatted calf. And kill it. And listen. And let us eat and be merry. Hey, what has occasioned this joy in the heart of the father? Something has triggered something in the man's heart. The man's mood has suddenly changed. He was in the house. He has been in the house the whole day. Suddenly something has happened. and his mood has changed. Hey. He said, let's switch to a party mood.
Hey. Preach.
Let us switch into a party mood. Because today we are going to party TDB all day long. Something has happened to make me happy. Something has happened to make me happy. Something.
That's right.
So bring those cows. Let's bring the music.
Hey.
Let us hear some joy.
Fresh.
Let some dancing happen in the church. Hey. Let happiness come. Hey. Because today I am happy. My mood has changed.
Hey.
Charlie, one of the best things to have in your life, do you get it? Is to make the most important person in your life happy.
I hear you.
Happy.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are working in a place and your colleagues are happy with you, but the most important person is not happy, doesn't even know you, doesn't know what you are doing, and is not happy with you, you cannot have a party.
That's right. You are preaching good, Bishop.
It is the most important person who has the ability to say that, like the lady said, they said I should move from primary to JHS. Somebody decided that.
Yeah.
And that person had the power to decide. And as long as that person was moved to be happy, things happened.
Yeah.
Things happened.
What a way.
The person was moved to be happy. So things happened. So you should know the most important people in everything you do.
That's right.
And make them happy.
Preach.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Like wives.
Dwell there, Bishop. Dwell there. Dwell there.
Like wives.
Dwell there, Bishop.
Listen. There have been some wives who have gone out with their husbands. And people have said, hey, your wife fine. You have your wife fine. Ha! Your wife is beautiful. And they'll be congratulating your wife.
Yeah.
But in the mind of the husband, it's like, hey, if you know what I'm living with,
hey,
this nice, beautiful body you are saying, if you know the pain,
yeah.
And you see, and then when the people even see the woman, they will say, hey, the man, they enjoy life, oh. The man, they enjoy life. I'm sick of love.
Hey.
And I need heal. The man, they get healing.
Hey.
The man, they get healing. They don't know that as the people are happy with you,
hey,
the most important person who should be happy,
yeah,
is not happy. So there is no party in the house.
Rich.
No party in the house. That is why you have to know who is important in what. What is important in what? In your marriage, who is important?
You are preaching good.
Some of you went to marry with your own ideas. And it's like, as for me, I like kontomire and yam. And then you realize that your husband doesn't like kontomire and yam. Your husband likes acheke. You know acheke. Acheke and pie. They eat it, the enzymes like it, but or the one that the crab is always on it. What is that called? Apeprensa. And then, your husband like bat. Ampine, when he sees the ampine's face in the soup, everything in him becomes alive. And he said, no, me, my father like this. So that's what you eat. Who have you gone to the marriage to make happy? Your father or your husband?
Friend.
Your father or your husband? You better start changing and make your husband happy and stop that thing in Jesus' name. Praise. Let all men praise you that you are looking nice and your husband not be happy with you. You have not done anything.
You are preaching good, Bishop.
And I tell you, see, some of you like praising people's wives. Plenty, you should be careful. You are the ones who cause much, a lot of problems. Yeah. You should be careful. Hey, you are blessed so, to have this woman. You are blessed. You should be careful. The man has stayed in the house for 1 year. He has not even touched a woman before.
Yeah.
That thing that you say, hey, you are blessed. He hasn't even touched a woman before. You see the woman, say, hey, this woman, ego make. He has not even touched the woman before. And you are coming there, hey, your wife is sweet. What made it sweet? What made it sweet? So, it's a pre-Valentine message.
Ah, it's a good word.
So, in everything, there is the most important person. That's even some of you, when you come to church, you are like an angel to the pastor. Hey, pastor. But when you go home,
yeah.
Your husband is like a mouse in the house.
Yeah.
It's time to see when next he can have something to eat. Like that. That's why there's no party in the house. Because the man's mood changed though.
Yeah.
The fatted cap was there. The thing was in the best robe was in the wardrobe. The sound was probably in the house. They've not played the sound for even 2 years. Maybe the sound has even gathered dust. But that day, something happened. And the man said, hey, bring some of my goodies and let's enjoy some blessings. Party night, na 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 na. Party night! I tell you, we are going to propose some parties in this church.
Professor.
We are going to make God bring his best robes, his fatted calves, give us some kisses in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Look, when you come to the marriage, Amma, look, if your husband is not happy with you, you can't have a party. You know what it means for a wife to have a party in a marriage?
Alas.
Hey. One day somebody said that my marriage can only be found in the book. Because it's so nice. Because it's so nice. He says that if you want me to rate my marriage, I will give it 99.9%.
Wow.
Hey. He says that the last time we quarreled was 23 years ago. 23 years ago, the last time we had not quite had any disagreement. Hey! When the person was, I said, hey. I said, it can only be found in the book, really, because only in the book. Hey! I said, wow. But you see, what it means is that the wife has found a way,
hallelujah,
of making him happy. That's all that it means. That's all that it means. Yes. And what is he also going to do to make me happy? You sit there and ask what is he going to do back there. You see, there is one who has the power to do something. In every place, there's an important person.
That's right.
Who can bless.
Hallelujah.
And if you come to the church, Christianity, let me tell you something. Like Catherine Kuhlman will always say, I cannot heal. Even she herself, as she was healing people, she was sick. She herself was sick as she was healing people. And she always said that the healer is God. The healer is God. You see, the most important person in our Christian life is God.
Amen.
It's God. It's God. That means that you can make everyone happy, but if God is not happy with you, you can't have a party.
We are preaching, you get
it,
Bishop.
But you see, the best thing about this is that it is showing us what makes God happy. All these passages of scriptures are showing us what makes God happy. You get it? So that you also will now let's eat from today. Let me do this to make God happy. Because if God organizes a party for you, if God organizes a party for you, so when you continue, you see why that atmosphere was being created.
That's right.
Why there was going to be a party. Why there was going to be a party. He says that, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. It meant there was music in the house. All those who were working, the father said, stop working. Take one avaro. Take a sobolo. Take one sobolo. Chill sobolo. Take this. And everybody was dancing in the house because the father's mood.
Wow.
Can you imagine? We came to church today and God's mood is like that.
Rich.
Can we create God's mood to be like that with us every time?
Yeah.
And do you know what is going to bring that mood? When one soul repents.
Hallelujah.
When a sinner is saved. When a soul is won. We can make God's mood change.
You are preaching good.
He says, there is joy. There shall be joy in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Over one sinner.
Hallelujah.
Joy in heaven. Hallelujah. Yeah. Joy. When God's mood changes. When God, you see, like this morning, God's mood changed when I was going to preach.
Hallelujah.
I felt that something has made him happy. Then I said, hey, what is it? That's why I moved. Say, come, let them lay hands on you. He was giving some people blessings. Somebody did something and he was happy with it. I don't know what, but somebody did something. I'm sure it's not me, but somebody did something. And he was happy. I said, there's a good mood. Our father is in a good mood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you have been in the house that your husband's mood is not so good? You can see that the mood. Or your pastor's mood is not so good.
Yeah.
I have some people I work with. I know sometimes I see that they don't want to come to me, but they realize if you read the mood today, it's not. And they'll be trying to see the mood. Yeah. You see that? If you are going to always, today, he's not in a good mood at all. He's not in a good mood at all. Hey! So, we have to make God be in a good mood every Sunday.
Amen.
One of the ways is that we are going to have to, every Sunday, somebody should be saved.
Amen.
Somebody should be saved.
Hallelujah.
As soon as this happens, say, hey, open the wardrobe.
Wow.
Give them some clothes. Open the, listen, give them some cars. Open, give them some visas. Open,
yes,
and give them, hey, kills this for them. Hey, give this. Things you have not asked for. Things you have not thought of. You see that they are coming to us. Isn't it? Look, me, when I'm in a good mood in the house, it's a good mood. I mean, as I'm saying it, I know what I'm talking. I think that I'm now feeling that, hey, we have left ourselves far. We have left God alone far for a long time. You should have always made him to be in a good mood.
Rich.
Yeah. And my wife, she knows when to put me in a good mood.
I receive it. Do I dare, Bishop?
And she knows when I'm not in a good mood. She knows it. Sometimes I go home. Even recently, my dogs, I breathe the horn, Papa, all of them ran away from me. Because the dogs could sense I was in a good mood. Yeah.
Mercy, Lord.
And they realized it because they went under the car and removed something from the car and chewed it. And I took them there and I beat all of them with a thing. I said, beat all of them. I beat them with a thing. Then, when I finished, another time they went to do it. I said, listen, they didn't learn their lessons. Then I did it again. So the next time when I came and I did pee, one of them came to spy like that. As soon as I got out, I said, the man is not in a good mood today. Even dogs can see that you are not in a good mood.
Yeah.
Hey!
Hey! What a way!
And you see that everybody is trying to make way for you. Go and sleep. You will talk tomorrow. Dana, hasn't it happened to you in the house before? Your husband is always in a good mood. He's always in a good mood. Chair. This is the book, textbook marriage. Hey!
Hey!
Valentine, they have to come and share their testimony.
Hey!
Hey! But at least I know some here that I know that. Charlie, let's put God in a good mood.
Amen.
Look, all this shouting we are shouting. All this, I receive. Take it one, take it two, take it three. I see somebody. Something is happening to you. I say 20 people have been blessed today in the name of Jesus. I say take it one. Everybody shout, amen. Shall I hear it? I'm even tired.
Great.
It's a good thing. We shall always do it. Things will happen. But there is another one.
Tell us.
See, this time the pastor is in a good mood, but God himself is not even in a good mood. The pastor is in a good mood, but God is in a good mood. But when we bring the souls, you'll be going and then he will, God, listen, he will do this. What is the best paid job for this area and for a person like this? He said, bring the best and give. So what I'm preaching about, I know you are very nice in receiving. But what I'm preaching about, I'm telling you that you have to do something.
Yeah. It's a good word.
Thank you. I'm telling you that you have to receive something, do something. And what am I asking to do? All of them.
Wow.
They went to look for a soul.
Wow.
And they went and brought somebody to church. Even some of you that, and there are two categories of souls here. There is the one that is with you and you can't find. And so we are 100. What's the use of just one? We are 100. What is the use of just one? I don't know, many of you know just one be somewhere. That it has. No, that's what I said that when I was reading this, I realized that for many people, the one, the piece, the thing is not valuable to us. So this parable may not mean much to us. It's like if you are from Liberia and they say that if somebody asks for bread, you give the person snake. It will not mean because you eat snake. Snake is something you like. You get it. So if they say you leave the 90 and go, it doesn't mean that because the one, you even don't mind them. It doesn't bother you. So it doesn't mean much, but he's telling us that it makes God happy.
That's right.
There is no one here, probably just a few, who doesn't know a one lost soul somewhere. But you haven't done anything about it. That's why for a long time, there has not been a party. The party means a wedding. The party means a child.
Rich.
The party means a job. Anything that makes you rejoice. The party means your husband comes and says, next 2 months, prepare. We are going to Dubai for 2 weeks holiday. Receive it in Jesus' name.
I receive it.
That's what the party means.
You are preaching good.
The party means that you have received a promotion. That's the party. You get it? So we need some parties. And what is it? The person you knew. Even as we started gathering service. You see, they look for it. Not like they just diligently. Not that you just. No. Diligently.
Not that, oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So today you have seen that God, there are some things that make God happy.
That's right.
Even if you ask women, they will tell you that they are, whatever you do, there are some places that excite them.
Right.
It's Valentine's Day. Yeah. Yeah. That when you do this, you turn me on. When you touch here, and you'll be surprised that there are different places. You'll be surprised. That somebody's hair may be a toucher.
Yeah.
Kataya.
I receive it.
Amen. So, God is the one we have to please. And God has shown us that if you win a soul, so the one that is in the church who is missing, you get it? For a long time, Erai Brown was missing. She came to church and she got missing many years. And then she went to do her hair. She came to church and she went missing. She went missing. But somebody, she went to do her hair and somebody found her. So why have you gone missing? Why have you gone missing? And then he said, come. Her second coming, it's almost like, I think she's making up for all the years she went missing. So active, so available, so everything. And then, can you think of the person who brought her back? Can you think of the party that would take place in the
my
person's
God.
Life?
My God.
That's when you see some people being blessed, left, right, they don't stand, say, hey, where am I? Who have you brought back? Even when they are coming back, you strive them. Hey, you went to chop all our father's money. You went to do this. You are coming back. It's even the senior brother.
Yeah.
He said, to what purpose is this? Me, I've been with you for all these years. You see, all these years, you have not done this for me. Which one? There's something that makes God do those things.
That's right.
Make a party. Hey. So please, let us all make God happy.
Right.
So those of you who are people who have not been coming for gathering service or are backsliding, or they go look for them diligently. Diligently.
Ah.
Diligently.
Hallelujah.
Diligently.
Hallelujah.
And then the ones who don't know Christ. Hey, I saw something flying here right now. I saw it. It's like you haven't finished. It's like foreplay. You're hungry, you are making me happy.
I receive it.
Hey. So, I want somebody to be happy. That's why when the church planters are giving their testimony, it's exciting. See, I became a church planter, and then this. I became a church planter, and then this. One brother was telling us that his daughter was in school, and the daughter was, if they were 35, the daughter was, let's say, fifth from the bottom. So if you want to let it sound nice, you can say he's second from the bottom. We're this second, but it's from the bottom. You get it? And then they sent her to go and write. One day they wanted to change her school. You know, this type of school, that when you are going out to write exam, when you are pregnant, you have to go and write your name. She couldn't write the name. So they said when they took her to school, when she was writing the exam, she closed the exam paper and slept. And slept. So, no, she couldn't understand the question. She didn't understand. So, she closed it and slept. So, she was sleeping till they come and wake them up that they tell her the exam is over. Then they call her. So, somebody came to tell them, oh, your daughter was sleeping. Then the brother was asked by Bishop that go and start a church here, another place of town. Then they moved to go and start a church. When they started the church, something happened, and then the daughter met a twin. I mean, a twin, that twins. Okay. sisters who are twins. Met those twins. He said, from, and those twins, he says he didn't, he doesn't know what they did to their daughter. But somehow, the daughter just changed. Somebody was fit from bottom. Today she's in the medical school.
Wow.
Medical school. Wow. Yes. From that time, it means, I see, you don't know that something, when God is happy with you, it even extends to so many other, the party, it affects so many things. God's party.
It's a good way.
Hey, this message is about a party, William. You're going to have some parties in your business, you'll be surprised.
International
parties.
I receive it.
As you have gone to start a branch. International party. I remember you. Yeah. I remember when you joined the church and all these things, and you have stayed around. When he came, I even know what brought him to the church.
Uh-huh.
I even know what brought him to the church. But then he came to the church with all his heart. And he's been in the church. Recently, he has gone to start a branch.
Wow.
He has gone to start a branch. Is that good? Honestly, sometimes when you become older, and rather you don't even become active. But he rather has become active. Yes. He's going to start the church. Can you not see the party? I can already smell some grilled chicken, pork. How many of you can already smell the turkey, and all that? I can smell some international perfumes.
Professor,
I can already smell it.
Professor,
smell it. Hey, you can smell it. So sit down, Charlie. This is my message. Let's get into the party. And what does it mean? How can you unlock your party? It means that go and don't come alone. Don't come alone. Make a soul. Make a soul. Bring someone to church. Let us tell ourselves that we are going to make God happier by doubling this number within the next 6 months. Do you think we can't do it?
We can.
Do you think we can't do it?
We can.
And if God is happy with us, what? Look, when we come to church, I will be preaching, and somebody will be at the back and say, I feel something. Like how I felt the listening. I'll be preaching, and somebody will have a test. Your listening has been approved. I'll be preaching, somebody will, you'll be shocked.
Professor,
are you going to be part of this party?
Hey.
Are we going to make God happy? Let's all make God happy. And you will see that when we come and the music is going on, the worship is going on, and the things are going on, God will be distributing blessings.
Hallelujah.
Father, thank you.
Yes, Lord.
For today. Thank you for your presence.
Jesus.
Thank you for the angel who came to pass by.
Yes, Lord.
I know the angel came to do so many things here.
Jesus.
And thank you that it means there are many more angels who are doing things here.
Yes.
May we, Lord, always provoke you,
yes, Lord,
into a good mood.
Hallelujah.
To be happy with us.
Yes.
When God is happy with you, see, when the man came, he was even smelling, and yet he kissed him.
That's right.
When God is happy with you, even your mistakes are overlooked.
Hallelujah.
Even your mistakes. You know, there are some times when somebody is in a bad mood, the slightest thing is a problem.
That's right.
And the other time, the same thing that can make him bored is not bored, because it's in a good mood. David was one such person, always putting God in a good mood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Father, for this word that you have come to speak to us, we are going out there and we are going to look for that one lost soul and bring that soul to church. We are going to do that because we need a lot of parties in our lives.
Yes, Lord,
we need some parties in our lives. In Jesus' name, deep down in your heart, you don't know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. You are not sure whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. And you want to say, please, Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want my sins to be forgiven me. And I want to go to heaven when I die. You want to give your life to Jesus and you want me to pray for you?
Yeah, I want you to say this with me. Say, dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
That Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ.
Is the Son of God.
Is the Son of God.
I confess with my mouth.
I confess with my mouth.
That Jesus.
That Jesus.
Is Lord.
Is Lord.
And from today.
And from today.
I am for Jesus.
I am for Jesus.
And Jesus is mine.
And Jesus is mine.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. Join us every Monday to Thursday from 2:30 to 3 p.m. on Active Word. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277-533-108 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277-533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. God bless you. Active Word.